right. Today is Saturday, July 2nd. We are finally getting a little bit of nice rain. Did you smell that rain coming in? I love the smell of rain.
I want to tell you, you know, that rain smell. So there's fireworks going around for folks that don't know. But anyway, that rain smell, you know what it really reminds me of?
What?
It reminds me of our number one sponsor.
Our number one sponsor, Get the Stink Out.
It gets the stink out. And
yes.
That is Arm & Hammer. Arm & Hammer, making baking soda and Get the Stink Out products since 1832. You can clean anything with Arm & Hammer baking soda, from a minnow cooler to a minnow itself. Hey, you can wash a cat with Arm & Hammer baking soda. You can clean jet turbines. NASA uses Arm & Hammer, you know, and the FBI even uses it for fake cocaine. Arm & Hammer worldwide, and it gets the stank out.
Hashtag Arm & Hammer brutal.
Hashtag Arm & Hammer brutal. Anyway, yeah, the rain came in on a July 3rd. Now, this is disappointing. We're on the lake here, so a lot of people are disappointed because they get their boats out there on the lake and, you know, shoot off some fireworks or watch some fireworks. But, you know, Mother Nature knows best, right?
Yes.
And she decided it was time to water her trees and grounds. And so all that's off. But I noticed that you seemed ready to talk about a few different things. Like your assessment of the newest Batman movie.
The new Batman movie. That's...
Oh, yeah.
You know, I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't seen it?
I have not.
Okay. Well, I haven't seen it
either. Have you? No? No. You haven't seen it either? Okay.
Well, this is an ongoing battle. Are you aware of, like, the kids and, like, the Pokemon generation?
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah.
Very aware.
And, you know, like...
Hey, wait. What? I have something for you, though.
Okay.
Why do you not want to play hide-and-seek with a Pokemon?
All right. Go. I don't know.
Because they Pikachu.
Hey, Pikachu. Okay. Very nice. Very nice.
Okay.
Hey, write that one down. That's going in the joke. Now, this is an announcement I have. I have an announcement.
Okay.
So I start carrying around this notepad here.
Yes, I see that.
It's not officially sponsored.
Okay. Not officially sponsored.
But if we can get the sponsorship, how do you spell a Pikachu?
P-I-K-A-C-H-U.
Anyway, this is, you know, we mentioned that we're out here and it's raining, right?
Yes, it's a nice little rain.
Now, let me tell you this.
I hope it stays for a while.
I'm still able to write on this notepad.
Oh, is it one of those?
It is a Write in the Rain notepad.
Is that the brand?
Now, that's the name of their company, Write in the Rain.
I've seen those.
Great. I'll tell you, this isn't... Okay, you can use it in the military or, you know, in plumbing. If you're a plumber, you get wet all the time. But now what this is great for is guys like me, they get drunk and just drop their stuff on the ground.
Okay.
Because it's waterproof paper.
So the ink doesn't run. You can still read your notes.
Yeah, this is like they could rename the company Alamo because nobody's running.
Nobody.
Nobody runs away. From the Alamo notepad or the Write in the Rain company, if you will. But anyway, so.
Well, we should see about them becoming one of our sponsors.
Well, you know, that's going to be, well, that would just be Write as Rain, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it?
Wouldn't that just be Write as Rain if they. Now, you might hear some celebration in the background there.
Celebrating our nation's birthday?
Here in the United States, it's July 3rd.
Mm-mm.
Now, second. Now, You might not know this, but Arkansas is 68th in counting.
I thought it was literacy.
Wow, well, 68th in, but yeah.
Oh, no, they're 67th in literacy.
Now, you might say to yourself, how could you be 68th in counting in a country that only has 50 states? Well, I tell you, that's right. You know, right, that right there. 68.
That explains
we're
it.
We're going to shoot off everything on July 6th. Anyway, we're talking about this Pokemon stuff. This Pokachu. Pikachu.
Pikachu. Yeah. Squirtle.
Yeah, that's why you don't want to change your clothes around a Pokemon, right?
Because they'll squirtle at you?
Well, I've known a few ladies who'll squirtle, but not too many. Holy cow, we're trying to keep this PG. Calm it down, Michelle. What the good God. You can't make jokes like that. Anyway, Lord, I lost my train. You can't joke like that.
That's not where I was going, but...
Oh, I'm sorry. Well,
okay.
Anyway, so you heard about these people. They're in the Japanese...
anime?
Yeah, now you know what you call one of those guys.
An animator?
Huh? No, that's like Mel Blanc or Walt Disney.
No, that's an animator. What? No, that's that truck from that one.
Animator.
That's Mater's that truck from that other.
Oh, Lord in heaven. You were kidding. Okay. Anyway, so have you ever heard of a furry?
A furry? A Furby?
A furry. Not a Furby.
Oh, I guess not.
But a furry.
Okay, I have not. Please enlighten me.
Okay, now a furry is someone who puts on, like, a big costume.
Oh, like a mascot?
Yeah, almost like a mascot.
Okay.
You know, they try to dress up like a rabbit or a bear or something like that. You know, there's something out of those Pokemon things.
Okay.
You know?
Charmander. That's another one.
All right, I'll believe you. And anyway, they try to dress up, you know, like, and they walk around in these big furry costumes, right? Dressed like an animal.
All right.
So basically, a furry, now let's just see if we can agree on this. A furry is a person, probably a dude in his 30s, but a person.
Okay. A person.
That dresses up like an animal.
Okay.
Do we agree on that?
I can agree on that, yes.
All right. And tries to act like and live and tries to emulate the animal.
Oh, that could be gross, but okay.
Yeah, well, that's what they do. Anyway, it's a weird community.
Takes all kinds.
All right. No, it really doesn't. We could do out with a lot. We could do with a lot less of those. Anyway, that's not the point here. I mean, we ran this place for hundreds of years without all those. There was no not a Furby until 1998. Anyway, we ran the place pretty well without that. Anyway, but now it's here. So we got this is a 30-year-old man. Living in his mother's basement that likes to dress like a giant hamster and go to big conventions to where there's other people dressed like cats and, I don't know, wombats and whatever. Anyway, that's what a Furby is.
Furry.
Yeah, furry. Yeah, not a Furby. That's an electronic logo. Anyway, a furry is. And so you tell me now. Now you tell me.
I will try.
Why isn't Batman a furry?
Because he doesn't have hair.
Well, but he dresses up like a bat. He's a grown man that dresses up like a known animal and wanders around the streets that way. Now, whether he's fighting crime or not is beside the point. But, yeah, no, he's a twisted son. Now, see, he was traumatized by bats, right? And now he dresses up as one, and I think he's a furry. And I think he's about the only superhero that is a furry.
What about Wolverine?
Well, he just did. I mean, he's not a Wolverine. He didn't dress like... You seen what a Wolverine looks like? They're furry and brown stripes and gray hair. No, this guy's wearing a yellow costume with big wings over his... He's not dressing up like a Wolverine.
Yeah, it's just his name.
Yeah, it's just his name. But Batman, now he like shapes his car. He shapes his car like a bat. He shapes his helicopter like a bat.
And bats are furry.
He shapes his boomerang like a bat. He makes everything look like a... Yeah, I'm telling you, he's a Furby.
Okay.
He's a furry.
Well, okay, I never thought of it that way.
He started this.
And bats are furry, but he doesn't have any fur on.
Well, we haven't seen all his costumes, have we? He's got that caved... So he even went so far to build, like, a cave.
A bat cave, yeah.
Like, he's got this perfectly nice, huge house. He's a rich guy.
Right.
But he makes a cave. That's how much he wants to be. And then you see the Michael Keaton one where he sleeps upside down?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember that one? Now he's sleeping upside down. How much more furry can you get? I'm telling you. That guy's sick in the head.
Has this new Batman been released?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know a thing about it. That's just a segment.
Oh, it's just...
I was asking you. I was asking, maybe he's furry in the new one. I don't know.
Well, that would be funny. If Hollywood took your suggestion and made Batman furry.
Well, I mean...
The influence that you have is so widespread.
I could pull some strings with Kid Rock and,
Kenny Chesney.
Well, Kenny Chesney, maybe. Robin Williams, but he's not around anymore. Pete Sampras.
Oh, Pete Sampras.
You know Pete?
Yeah.
Yeah. I did a lot of things for his sake.
You did?
Yeah, a lot of things for Pete's sake.
We need drums. We need some of that cue music, you do what are those called?
Oh, yeah.
Not hard hats. Tat-a-tats. What are they called? What's that called?
What are you drums?
I know they're drums, but what are the drum cymbal things that you
tap? Hat.
Hi-hat, yeah.
Yeah, well, what you need
there... I was close. I said hard hat.
What you need there is a hi-hat and a snare.
And a snare?
Yeah, anyway.
All right. We'll have to look for those on our next garage
next time we go garage sale.
Next time we go garage sale. Yeah.
So I think I'm happy. You know, one thing I'd like to recommend to the American public is that, if you're worried about your kids becoming furries,
yes,
stop showing them Batman.
That's fine.
That's what I'd say. Because he's a furry. Now, Chewbacca, now he was never a dude, right? It was just a Chewbacca.
Yeah.
So, that's just Chewbacca. If you dress up like Chewbacca and go to a respectable nerd convention, well, you're not a furry.
You're a Chewbacca.
Right. But now, if I'm a dude, but I want to dress up like a Pokemon that's still a dude, well, now I'm a furry, see? And that's why Batman's a furry, because everybody knows he's a dude, but he dresses up like a bat, he's a furry.
All right.
That's my take on that.